My next guest was born in Germany to a French mother and an African-American father. Then he was raised in Montana. So, you know, that old story. Now armed only with a sampler, a mic, and his incredible vocal skills, he's become a favorite at comedy and musical festivals around the world. Since I can barely describe it myself, I'll just bring you in. Reggie Watts, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Reggie. So we're going to have you do some music for us in a second, but I just want to set up for our listeners what this looks like. You're seated with me at the desk, and all you have in front of you is a small green box and a microphone. What is the green box?
Well, the green box is actually a pretty common guitar pedal called a Line 6 DL4. It's like a delay pedal that models like old school analog tape delays, but it also has this loop function on it, and you can loop up to something about 12 seconds long. So you can just lay down the loop, and then you can keep adding to it to build a song or whatever you're building.
All right, would you play something for us?
Sure, why not?
All right, this is Reggie Watts. This is Reggie Watts.
Stand by, we're about to initiate. Going to full volume on
Fair game.
That was awesome.
Thank you, sir.
That was, why do people use instruments? You had every instrument in there. Throw all the other ones away. I feel like the listeners are missing out because they couldn't see it, but I swear to goodness, it was a 1 foot by 6 inch box and Reggie and a microphone. And it was, and that of course was totally improvised. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
More fun.
What would you – you sort of describe yourself not as – you say that you're somewhat absurdist, but that what you do is disinformation in your act when you're doing music and comedy. Explain how your whole act comes together with music like that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, basically it's improvised kind of stream of consciousness, and the idea behind it is – I just get on stage and I kind of have a feeling of maybe something I want to talk about. And I usually start out with, I don't know, kind of introducing myself as the host of the show. So if there's a show that I'm in and there already have been hosts who've announced things, I kind of like become the host and
right.
Like welcome them to the show. And then I just kind of tell weird stories, anything, really from anything, any genre, anything that I've been watching recently. And then I just kind of drop things. So I kind of like build things and drop them. So I don't necessarily have traditional like punchlines, like setups and then punchlines. So it's really just kind of like absurd storytelling, stream of consciousness stuff mixed with me saying, and I wrote a song about this. And then I kind of go into this songscape or whatever. And it can be funny for whatever reasons, just because I look stupid when I'm doing it or whatever.
How much of what you come to the stage with is prepared? Is it all new the minute you step on stage, or
I'd say it's about 95% improvised. The 5% is generally I'll have a song that I can't say the name of on the air, but I have the song that I do at the end that people have come to know. And then I also have like maybe two other songs and maybe three solid stories that I can tell. But everything else is kind of open.
Now, I know a lot of stand-ups who will come out with material that is pretty close to being 95% improvised. It's sort of whatever comes up. And I know in their cases, it's because they're lazy. and they won't sit down and write a real joke. Is that the way it is for you? Or do you like sort of coming up with it in the moment? Or do you feel like it gives you like a freshness that it wouldn't have if it was prepared?
I think that for me, I've always been that way. Like, I can't memorize things. It's weird. I have this strange fear. Like, even when I was in drama in high school, you know, I would rehearse these two lines I would have to say in a play, and I couldn't remember even those. But I was really good at making up new lines for them. So it's just kind of the way I've always worked. I'm essentially an improviser at heart, and it scares me to learn something. But it's exciting and comfortable for me to not know what's going to happen and go on stage. So it's really a survival tactic.
You started in traditional music bands, right? In Seattle in the 90s. How did the progression happen into music like this and into more comedy?
It was, I had always been kind of a class clown. In high school, I joined, I was studying classical piano when I was a kid and classical violin. But I was also very into comedy. In high school, I joined drama, competitive drama, which is like, I think, Texas and Montana were the only two states that
did it.
Such a
hilarious concept.
It's competitive dramatics. And in the serious solos. Yeah, it was very bizarre. But it enabled me to write my own material and perform it to different audiences around the state. And so I got a taste of it there, and I really liked it. And then I went to Seattle and just played in tons and tons of music bands, like anything, rock bands, cover bands, African bands. And then I started...
Big bands, Glenn Miller, how about that?
I didn't do that. I find the one thing. Jeez. That was it, though. I mean, that was me. I was just doing whatever I wanted to do, hopefully, as long as people had me. And then along the way, I'd kind of do some comedy. And then eventually bands got tired of me doing comedy in between. They actually were like, this is a serious band, man. Why are you telling jokes? And then it just kind of led to me going, maybe I should just do a one-man show that's kind of comedy and music fused together. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of happened.
You say on your website that, or this is your claim, that you're the only American possessing the full vocal range, 10 octaves of tone, 300 distinct vocal types. What does that mean? And was there a full vocal range competition?
Yeah. Well, you know, that goes along with the whole disinformation thing. It's like I try to put out information that's true and information that isn't true, but all together in the same space. So it's very confusing. That was kind of a little bit of an invention by a friend of mine who kind of made the website more functional. And he just put that on there. And I was like, sure, why not? It doesn't make any sense, but I don't have 10 octaves.
Now, I have other questions for you, Reggie, but what I really want to do is to hear you play another song.
Sure.
Would you do that?
Yeah, why not?
All right, this is Reggie Watts.
All right.
We're back here, and weather looks 95.7% accurate, and we're going to move on to phase 7 here. So put your hands together for another song by... Okay, here it goes. Meep, meep. Come on, get your hand off me, little nice and work it.
What? Yeah. I heard you the first time. So he goes out to this pub and he's like, talk to me and stuff. And he's like, why are you saying that to me? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, so he goes down to the park and whatnot. And we're talking to Karen, and Karen is like, I don't know what to do. But then she says to me, est-ce que tu vas faire des choses avec les petites dames là, les petites cornichons là, avec les petites de moutarde là? Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire avec les choses là? And I was just like, I don't know. But if she give me a chance, maybe I could start again.
Thank you very much, Reggie Watts. This has been fun. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're most welcome.
Reggie Watts, musician, comedian extraordinaire, can be seen in theaters and festivals around the world. You're about to start a tour across the country. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a theater piece I created for the Public Theater called Disinformation.
Well, awesome. For more information on Reggie and Disinformation, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.
Thank you so much.